Welcome to Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. I'm your host, Damali Peterman. On this podcast, we invite you to share a conflict that you need help navigating, and I, along with a guest co-host, will share what we would do in that situation to help you reach your breakthrough. Welcome to the show. On today's episode, I am so excited to have Andrea Kane in the studio. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you, Damali, and I am so excited to be here today.
Oh, you're going to have a good time today. I have to tell you all how I met Andrea. We're in this amazing program at Goldman Sachs, and I loved her from day one because she's just so spectacular, and I'm thrilled to share her with all of you.
Thank you so much. Feelings mutual.
Oh, I love it. And Andrea also got me super excited about running, which, by the way, no one's been able to do ever. And she got me super excited about running outside. Andrea, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, first and foremost, I'm an entrepreneur and mom of three beautiful children. Obviously, based on what you just said about running, an outdoor enthusiast. And I have a background in sales, which kind of helped me along the lines of getting into this entrepreneurial path.
Oh, wow.
And meeting people like you.
Absolutely. And so, mom of three, entrepreneur, background in sales, tell us more about your company.
So my company is called the Tojari Group, and we've come out with like an innovative children's toy product that teaches kids creating colors and sculpting in the sand and snow. And that's part of being the outdoor enthusiast and just spending a lot of time with my kids and family and just doing fun things together.
Oh, fun. And so what is the product called?
The product is called Color My World.
Absolutely. And I'm asking, of course, I know what it's called because we have it at home and it is amazing. My kids love it. I think they were trying to color my life with it because it's a fantastic product.
Great. Thanks.
Absolutely. And it's the Tojari Group, and you have to share what Tojari means and where it comes from because I love this story.
Oh, thanks. So the Tojari Group is named after my children, the first two letters, Thomas, Jackie, and Ryan.
Isn't that just fantastic? Isn't that great? So for those of you tuning in for the first time, you can simply call in our hotline number to leave a message asking a question that you're contemplating. And it doesn't have to be a conflict. It could be anything that's going on and you're just not sure of how to navigate it. And so you are going to get the benefit of having someone's thoughts who's not a part of the situation, someone who has no vested interest in it. And for the first time on air, the co-host will hear the question. So Andrea hasn't heard this question before. Is that right, Andrea?
Exactly.
All right. And so what we found is that having someone hear a question for the first time really allows for them to give you their true feedback and thoughts on it. It's almost like when you call a friend and you're like, hey, I have this question. What do you think? And so you're kind of eavesdropping on a conversation that Andrea and I are having with each other in the studio. And so now, without further ado, we'll play the first message.
You have one message. Hi, Damali. This is your queen. I want to start an online business of women's accessories. What are the tactics I can apply to make it successful? Because there are so many competitions on Amazon, eBay, and other many online sites. So how can I sell my product in a better way? Thank you.
So this person, Ukraine, I think, wants to know what kind of tactics can set her apart for having an online women's accessories business. What do you think, Andrea?
With regard to an online accessory business, I think the first thing that I would tell somebody is really, what is your population? What's your niche and what makes you special? Although most markets are crowded, and that's everybody's number one fear of launching an online business, be it your own website or on Amazon, is that it's a crowded market. But you have to remember, what's the differentiating feature is what you're bringing to the table.
Yeah. And so once you've identified what differentiates you from the competition, then what do you do?
For me personally, I started on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I preferred about Amazon was there's very limited barriers for entry for anybody. You don't have to have a website to get started. You just have to have your product, or if you're in accessories, maybe a line of products.
You know, it's interesting because I'm a shopper on Amazon, right? I don't have any products on Amazon, but I'm a shopper on Amazon. And I often find that there are a lot of things, if I type in like shoes, for example, a lot of options will come up. And so how do you show that you're different? How do you show your competitive advantage if you're using a platform like Amazon where, you know, the user kind of controls the search results based on what they put into the search box?
Well, I've heard the term, and I try to keep it in mind constantly when I'm thinking of a new product, is that the riches are in the niches.
Ooh.
So you have to figure out what makes your product special. What's the niche that you're going for? If you're trying to go too general with just shoes, you really have to drill down and find out, is it women's shoes? Is it women's open-toed shoes? Is it a seasonal product? And really, the more that you can niche your product down, you're going to focus on that specific category and all your content speaks to them.
Oh, that's fantastic. So these are some amazing gems you're dropping right now, Andrea.
Why, thank you.
So the riches is in the niches. I love that. And we have to use that and put that in the caption under this podcast. The riches is in the niches. I love that. And so basically, she wants it to be successful. She says she's thinking about Amazon and a few other websites. Did you consider other options when you decided to go to market with your product?
Originally, I went with Amazon. There are some opportunities there at eBay, but for me, what I liked about Amazon specifically, it's an excellent selling platform, and they'll also take care of shipping. There's pay-per-click, there's advertising. There are ways to really just launch a brand and really test the market, because that's what you want to do before you invest even more money in bringing this to market.
Oh, that's a great idea. So basically, you can, as long as you have your product that's ready to go, Amazon will handle, and it sounds like a commercial for Amazon, and it sounds awesome. Amazon owes us some money for this commercial that we didn't plan. But it sounds like they handle a lot of the, is that kind of the back office part of it? So kind of the sales, marketing, I don't know if that's the right way to categorize it, but they handle, as long as you provide the packaging, the product, they can handle sort of the pay-per-click, you said, and a few things.
Exactly, but really you're responsible for all that. So all the tools are there.
Okay.
You just need to create the opportunity by utilizing the tools.
Got it. So it's a very user-friendly platform for sellers.
Exactly.
And it's a kind of a B2C, business-to-consumer opportunity.
Exactly.
Awesome. And so it sounds like that's a great model for someone who's looking to start an online business, starting with Amazon. And have you found the experience to be a great experience? Are you selling?
Yes, my experience has been beyond what I could have possibly imagined. It really has been an unbelievable opportunity. Right now, we've gotten sales not only in the U.S., but people in Canada, Switzerland, and recently Russia. So it's been very exciting.
So it's a great way to have a global reach and be everywhere while, like, actually not being anywhere in particular. So
exactly.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And so it sounds like, Ukraine, if you want your product to stand out, especially in a crowded market, we're hearing from Andrea here that the riches is in the niches. And so you have to really drill down your categories. You have to be quite specific in how you are describing the product so that you can stand out in a crowded market. What other sales advice would you provide, Andrea?
Really listening to your customer feedback, because they're really going to be, it's like having a conversation with an audience. Mm. What's working? What's not? What do people like and what people don't like? And really just taking that back and really looking at it and then trying to tweak your product to meet what the market's really asking for.
Wow. And so for Color My World?
Worlds with an S.
Thank you. For Color My Worlds, and everyone has to get this product. It is amazing. You can travel with it. We've taken it to many places and our kids love it. So that's my plug for Color My World.
Great. Thank you.
So the feedback from the customers is really important. It's like a way to have a dialogue with the people that you're directly impacting. And it also helps you to kind of evaluate and reevaluate your products to continue to improve them to meet the customer needs.
Exactly.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. And so is there anything else you want to add with respect to that question, Andrea?
Just more. I mean, one of the hardest things that we do is to handle rejection and handle opinions from people. But that's part of being an entrepreneur. You can have the best idea, but until you bring it to market and you're open to hearing the feedback, that's what it's all about. It's a conversation. You want to hear the feedback, good and bad, from your clients and your customers so you can meet their needs and expand the market.
Excellent. And so do you have any ideas for how to expand the market?
So for my business specifically, what I'm looking to do is expand it significantly outside the U.S. and to Canada and other snow areas that can really use something that's a children's outdoor product. But even more so, I'm looking to expand my own website now that I have a lot of customer feedback and really just targeting my audience specific to an outdoor mom or somebody that's interested in playing outdoors with their kids and promoting that health and well-being for families and children to have this experience together.
And awesome. And just for people who may not be as familiar with Color My Worlds as I am, can you just tell them quickly what Color My Worlds is, what the product is, what it does? Because you were talking about snow, and so they're probably wondering, what does snow have to do with it?
Okay, so our product is a unique product that you can use outside with your children or as a family activity. And our kit comes with everything you need to color a beautiful snowman and make him colored stripes. You can create an igloo. All our coloring agents used in the product are non-toxic and eco-friendly, and they wash out of your children's clothes, so it's a mom's dream.
Oh, it's fantastic. Let me tell you, when my kids play with Color My Worlds, I'm always like, this is great, because I know that they're going to clean up afterwards, and it's going to be a beautiful display of whatever they want to do with it. I've seen them play with it on paper, too. So it's yes. Very versatile. So you can have snow, you can have sand, you can have regular paper, and you can still like create a beautiful product.
Great. Thank you.
Awesome. So please check out Color My Worlds with an S on the end. And without further ado, we're going to go to our next message.
You have one message. Hi, Damali. I always find it a little difficult to convince clients in purchasing products because they always want to know the price first before anything else. What are some good ways of communicating with clients to grab their attention? Thank you.
So this caller wants to know how to convince clients to purchase products and to avoid them getting caught up in the price. So basically, you know, he's saying they want to know the price first. And that's an interesting question. What I've found is there's like this whole idea of sharing the value of a product or service before you get to the price. And we kind of had this conversation in our negotiations course.
Yes. Do you remember? 100%.
Yeah. So what do you think?
You have to know your value, and you have to know your value of what you're bringing to market. You're not going to market to bring a cheap, flimsy item to market. If this is something that you're creating and it's a part of your creative endeavor, and you see the value in it, for instance, coloring, creative play, promoting well-being for children, family activities, you're delivering a quality product, price it accordingly. You have to sit down. You have to, and sometimes that's a barrier, and that's more of a mental barrier for people. But if it's quality and you've put your heart and soul behind it, and you're delivering the value that you want people to get from it, and you're communicating that, stand behind your pricing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I like about what you said is, you know the value you're bringing to market. And guess what? Everyone's not going to be your client. The consumer always has choices. The consumer always has options, right?
Exactly.
And so, like, you know, if you're buying, you know, shoes from a certain store, you can go to a different store and maybe it's going to be marked up 4 times, but you have a choice. And so to me, piggybacking on what you said, it's so important to figure out what your value is and to convey that. So by the time you get to the price, the person is like thinking, okay, like I gotta have this, whatever it is. And the price is kind of irrelevant at that point. And so I like to spend most of my time, because I'm in a service industry. I don't have a product at the moment, but we are working on productizing our services. It's talking about what distinguishes what I'm providing from other providers. So what's okay. different about me? What's different about what I'm doing? And why should you choose me over someone else? And that's kind of the value add conversation. That's the competitive advantage. And that might also even be a little bit of riches in the niches. I don't know. What do you think, Andrea?
I definitely think that's it. Definitely the riches and niches. And someone also had a conversation with a business coach, and they said to me one time, when you're trying to create your value, ask yourself, what gets you excited about the product that you're bringing to market? What are you doing differently that has you in it that's going to differentiate you and your business?
Absolutely. And by the way, if you can do that in a way that's efficient, compelling, and concise, kudos to you, because there's nothing more boring than someone telling you this super long pitch, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You have to be passionate about what you're bringing to market, and you have to believe in the value.
And it should come across in like an authentic, passionate way, so that the person that you're selling to or pitching to can feel that passion and wants to get involved. I feel like people sometimes ask about price first. One, if they're working with a limited budget or limited funds that they are allocating towards whatever they're spending it for. Or two, if they aren't appreciating what makes your product or service special. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Agreed.
Yeah, because price to me is like, okay, once you've decided to buy something, I don't know, that's how I shop. That's how I shop.
Yeah, or you haven't hit a spark with that particular customer.
That's right.
They might not see that value, but they're not everybody, like you had said earlier, is your customer. You're looking for that niche market that's looking for this outside activity or service specific that you're offering.
Absolutely. And so he's asking us, what are some good ways of communicating with purchasers or clients to grab their attention? And I think the first thing that we said is, one, identifying who your client is, right? What are their spending habits? What do they like? What do they do? Where do they shop? We don't know based on your question, caller, if like what you're providing, like what you're actually offering or selling. But spend a little bit of time on the back end researching your target audience.
Target audience and target market. I mean,
yeah.
And if you want, I would just add one of the things that we looked at, right? I don't know if it's getting too specific, was the IBIS World Report.
Yes.
That's something, right?
Great resource. Tell them about that, Andrea.
IBIS World Report is an excellent resource that you can check out for any industry that you're looking to get into. And it gives a breakdown over the last 5 years of trending markets, growth opportunity, online sales, the sector that you could go, different sectors. It breaks it down so you could really get a clear picture. And from there, it's actually easier to, even if you're thinking about coming out with a product, finding your niche based on the different categories they put out there.
Yeah, that's perfect. And for IBIS World, in case anyone's wondering how to spell that, that's www.ibisandboyisandsamworld.com. And if you use it, if you access it from your computer, you can download a report. I think you can receive a small snapshot of it. But if you go to one of your public libraries, yes, it's possible that the library has a membership or subscription, and you may be able to download without being charged for each individual report. So that's something to consider. It's a great resource. I'm so happy that you mentioned that, Andrea.
Oh, good.
It's a great resource. So research your target market, your audience. Also think about ways to, as Andrea said, to show your passion and authenticity about what it is you're selling, right?
Yes, that has to come through. The value has to come through. There are the million products on Amazon, on the website, everywhere. You have to differentiate yourself in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. And then if you're also directly, it sounds like you're directly communicating with these potential clients. And so if you do this in a way that's kind of concise and compelling and efficient, and you're communicating it with as few words as possible, they're going to want to know more. They're going to want to ask you more questions. And so I feel like sometimes what people do is they get bogged down in the details and they start telling you like all these things. And then at the end, the listener is just fatigued. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, and so you want to give them just enough so that they want to ask you more questions, don't you think?
Agreed. And another thing, just getting back to another, when writing content or thinking about bringing your product to market, a colleague gave me some advice. And one of the things you need to ask yourself is, once you have a statement about your product, it's to say, so what does that mean? What does it mean? What does it translate into to your customer? Does it translate into an experience? Does it translate into weight loss? Does it translate into being more creative? Whatever it is, you need to know what that end result you're bringing to the client or customer.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so you have to think not like a business owner or entrepreneur. You have to also think like a client, like the end user of the product.
What are they getting out of it?
What are they getting out of it? Why is it relevant to them? Why should they choose your product or service over someone else's, especially if it's a crowded market?
Exactly.
Awesome. Awesome, Andrea. This is amazing. I'm so delighted to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And so, caller, I hope that you've considered some of these options that we're providing with respect to ways to really grab your audience's attention and also convey that your product is great for various reasons. And that's, again, going to take some research on your part to figure out what your target market or audience or client is, and also what makes you different and what is it going to do for them. Because at that point, once you've already identified that, then it's really up to the client to decide what they're willing to spend for it. But that'll at least change the direction of the conversation so that they aren't starting with price first.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, Andrea, it's been such a pleasure to have you in the studio today.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been an excellent experience, and I hope that some of the advice that we're giving sparks the next entrepreneur.
That sounds fantastic. I can't think of anything better than say than that. So hopefully you'll come back. Hopefully, callers, if you have any follow-up questions, you know how to reach us. Please continue. We love to hear feedback. We love to hear what you thought of these various ideas that we're sharing, and we like to continue to help you. So continue to call back. Do you have any barriers that we can help you break through? If so, you can leave a brief message at 646-363-6322 or on our interactive blog at www.breakthroughadr.com. Please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at the @BREAKTHROUGH capital A, capital D, capital R. I'm your host, Damali Peterman, and this is Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. Although I am a lawyer, mediator, and an educator, and many of my co-hosts will represent various professions, we want to be clear that we are not providing legal advice, counseling, or suggestions. Our goal is to provide a roadmap for conflict resolution to generate future conflict resolvers. Continue to break through and have a wonderful day.